the Son, the Prince of Love, and to the Spirit, one in three, we praise you, blessed Trinity.
Be seated. We continue with the reading.
A reading from 1 John, the 4th chapter. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent the only Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent the Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good evening. I would like to thank all of you for welcoming me to speak this evening. When I was kindly asked to speak about love, I knew that I would have a wealth of sources to pull from. I have the love of my family, my wife who is here, my daughter, and my mom, just to name a few, the love of friends spread far and wide, and the love of this church community who has welcomed my family over the past few years. However, what immediately came to mind when I was asked to speak about love was the love that I inherited from my maternal grandmother and her real essence of pure love and care. My grandmother Janet was mother to 10, grandmother to probably about 25, and she was a deeply faith-filled person. As my family and I approach the anniversary of her passing this week, I really wanted to reflect on how her love has impacted me and my life as a person of faith. One special experience that I was so blessed to have had with my grandmother was the celebration of my first communion. My grandmother was an active member of the church that I grew up attending, and one of the ministries that she seemed to really take the most joy in was being a communion minister. So on the day of my first communion, which was a little later than some of the other kids, I think I was in eighth grade, and so it was kind of I felt a little, you know, different than the 7 or 8 year olds, so it helped a lot to have my grandmother there. So I was nervous, but excited to take an important step in my church life, and to share in such a special meal with my grandmother was particularly meaningful. I really saw my grandmother's offering of the communion cup to me as an extension of her love and a true gift of her Christian faith as well. My grandmother was a wonderful and soulful cook. Some of my most cherished memories come from sitting at her kitchen table and eating the kind of food that fills you and makes you feel loved and cared for, grilled cheese or fried cheese sandwiches, as she used to call them, casseroles, soups, and especially around the holidays, cookies, lots of cookies. Following my first communion experience, I was fortunate to share many more communions with my grandmother and my mother as well. And now I can welcome my daughter to take part in this tradition. She's a little under the weather today, otherwise she'd be here. What better gesture of love is there than to share a meal with another? My wife, Rebecca, demonstrates this love in teaching our daughter, Aurora, who is 2, to stir delicious pots of sauce, make homemade pizzas, and especially to thank God for the food that we share together. Even though Rebecca never met my grandmother, I feel that she infuses her love, as well as the love of Rebecca's own grandmothers, into those little moments of joy that we share with Aurora. So truly, in an Advent supper, in a Christmas morning brunch, which is another one of my family traditions, or in the breaking of bread and sharing of wine at the Lord's table, we are all welcome to participate and to be nourished by the love that surrounds us. Thank you.
Thank you, Louise. I'm going to head over there and grab the microphone. As I do, we can all be thinking, what questions or what memories does this raise for ourselves? Who are people that revealed love to ourselves and in our own lives?
One thing that I realized along the way is feeding people and seeing them enjoying each other as well as the food that I've prepared just fills me more than any meal can. Just to see people enjoying each other and enjoying whatever spread I've put out, I remember the moment that I realized that and it's been a blessing ever since, both appreciating the hosts that I have been able to partake of their wares as well as being the host myself. And that definitely is a sharing of oneself and that deep love that you talked about. It's just there's nothing like it, nothing at all.
Thank you. Anyone else?
This may seem a little bit strange, but love and food makes me think of all the people I know, including myself, with dietary restrictions, and how much the people who care for each other think about those things when they're cooking, or you know, making sure there's something there, or that you do have comforting food that you don't have to think twice about eating. Even the horror on my brother's face on Zoom when he realized that he'd sent smoked turkey, which was full of salt. And it was okay. We made that work. But just that love makes people think, now, how can I be inclusive in all of the people that I'm feeding and showing my love for?
Thank you. Yes. Oh, Kelly.
I thought one of the most interesting things about Louise's story is that your grandma was part of the communion team, and that was her ministry. And the text for tonight talked about how love is this way. Love is Christ, and the Christmas hymns. There's love came down from I forget where, but anyway, heaven or something. I don't know how the words go, but I just love came down, and I just thought, what more and what better of a meal to share and to really be excited about sharing is that love in Christ in that bread and that wine. And I just thought, wow, that just is bringing that story alive for you. And thank you for bringing it to us.
As I'm walking back, I'll share a thought that I had, which is, I remember years ago, a sermon where the pastor was pointing out that the very word companion comes from the roots of com, with, pan, bread. Your companion are those that you break bread with, those that you can eat with. And that has always stuck with me. And part of the sermon was making the point that communion is the heart of our worship because we as the people of God in all of our diversity, we can come and break the bread of Christ together. So,
it's not like me to leave the topic of food. I'm just going to throw that out there. But within our scouting program, there is a special group that is called the Order of the Arrow. And one of the core principles of that group is cheerful service. And I think one of the ways that I try to share love and to experience love from others is by service. Whether it's helping stock shelves at Tosa Cares, or pulling weeds for a neighbor, or shoveling a walk before somebody else can get out there to do it. Just simple ways to let other people know that they are appreciated. I try to take that mentality when I'm washing dishes at home, when I'm doing any of the other simple tasks. And in a lot of ways, when we are serving others, it's a prayer for us as well. We're wishing blessing upon the people who are receiving that gift. Much like food brings a smile to people's face, sometimes having something that somebody else is not having to do can provide that as well.
Thanks, Morris. Anyone else?
Louisa's story brought many memories forth that made me think of my grandma and how every Christmas she would bake a loaf of Russian bread for every member of the family because they were very poor. And as time went on and they couldn't afford the ingredients, everybody always gave ingredients so that she could continue making that bread. She made it well into her 90s with my mother's help. It also brought back a lot of memories of my mom, who was a food service manager, my father, who was a chef, and all the love that they shared with their food. My mom, the door was always open. Anybody came and there was always something she could put together to serve, and she fed the children in the inner city. She was a food service manager at the end of her career at Rufus King High School and made several thousand meals a day, supervised the women doing that. So it brought back a lot of memories, especially since my mother's death was on the 17th of this month. Then Tom and my anniversary comes in between there today, and then tomorrow it's the anniversary of our son's suicide. So it brings back a lot of memories and many meals shared with each other.
Thank you, Vicki, for sharing that. Yeah. Anyone else? I could go on for a long time, but I won't. Just... Because, yeah, there's so many ways in which food and love are tied together and connected. So, Linda, did you?
I'm sure some of the other people on Facebook saw Ginny, who makes her better horns, but she can't really do it by herself anymore. And it was Jean and Karen and Marsha all making butter horns today so that Jenny would be able to do it. You reminded me of that, you know, doing things for our families to make them happen even when they have to change.
Any final thoughts? Well, certainly during this season where there is so much food and gathering around tables, I think I'm going to be taking with me just to be mindful of the love that is present in those tables and in those meals. So, all right, let us continue.
faithful proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit sings for joy in God my Savior. You look with favor upon your servant. Blessed is my name. You have done great things for me.
Let us pray. Give us your peace, O God, that we may rejoice in your goodness to us and to all your children, and be thankful for your love revealed in Jesus Christ. Especially tonight, we thank you for people who reveal your truth and righteousness, courage to be bold disciples, those who show love through hospitality, surprises that may have blessed us, and for these things that we name to you now. Give us your peace, O God, that we may be confident of your care for us and all your children as we remember the needs of others. Especially, we pray for friends and relatives that are away from us at this time, neighbors that are in special need, those who suffer hunger and thirst throughout the world, places in the world in which there are war, for those who work at night while others sleep, and for these needs that we speak to you now. As you have made this day, O God, you also make the night. Give light for our comfort. Come upon us with quietness and still our souls, that we may listen for the whisper of your spirit and be attentive to your nearness in our dreams.
Empower us to rise again in new life to proclaim your praise and show Christ to the world, for he reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Now let us go in peace. God's word has been fulfilled. We have seen God's great salvation set in front of all creation. A light that saves the world. Behold, our light has come.
Peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us share peace with one another as we depart.